Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Denise?
Yes, hi. Sorry I couldn't
Hi.
take your call yesterday. I was in the doctor's office.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to follow up. I see you spoke with Mimi about applying your sister, it was, correct, for home care?
Yes, and I just wanted to know like what the application process entailed because I didn't want to. Well, just
Of
yeah, let me
course,
know what the application process is.
yeah, I'm gonna tell you about it. So basically, the application is there's a few things that have to go into it. The patient has to have two assessments with Maximus, is the company. I don't know if you're familiar. They work for the state. They're the company. They approve you from the state. They approve the patient. They come to see if they are physically eligible for the services.
So what
So
exactly does that mean?
they need to come, like they need to come down to see what the issue is, why the patient needs a caregiver, and to they define if they are eligible. And
Okay,
they let
but
us
so is
know,
it
and once they
entirely
get.
physically? Because I've gone through this before,
Okay.
and it's like if the person can bathe themselves and dress themselves and can, make a meal and that kind of stuff, then they're just not even eligible.
Right.
My
So
sister
what?
has, she has some
Yeah.
learning disabilities and she has a neurocognitive disorder, so she can live on her own, but she needs help. She doesn't drive, so she needs someone to take her grocery shopping, someone to help her plan the grocery list because she overbuys, like because of her neurocognitive disorder, like she just is not good at planning or organizing or
Right.
motivation. So she needs help, just reminders to take her medication, that sort of thing. But physically, she can get up and get dressed and she does laundry and she cooks, that kind of thing. So I don't want to go through a really long process to find out that she's not eligible at all. You
Right.
understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. Yeah, just a second. So, yeah, it does seem that she may not be eligible because she is physically okay. I would suggest this first part of the process will tell you, they'll let you know by the assessments if they think she is physically eligible. She will have to have two assessments, and I would suggest filling out the doctor's form as well. And once we hear back from them, only then will we move forward on to the next step.
Okay, because
But
I
I
did work
wouldn't be
with
able,
someone else.
yeah.
I didn't realize this was the same company, but someone else called me like a week or two ago, and it was through Maximus, and the whole list of information that they needed was like 2 years of bank statements and just all
Yeah,
kinds of stuff that
so.
I'm just, I don't want to go through all that just to find out that she's not eligible.
Right.
So just
Okay.
disregard my phone
Yeah.
call. And because we do have someone through the Department of Aging that comes every 6 months, and well, I don't think she does a very good evaluation because she asks yes and no questions. She doesn't like actually look in her cabinets to see, all of the food jammed in there that's already expired and she's not using. She's buying more food, like that kind of stuff.
Right.
They just ask, oh, do you have any problems doing this? And of course, my sister's going to say no. Like, so I just don't think it's a very good evaluation to
Right.
start with. So
So.
disregard this. I have someone that I'm paying for twice a week and we'll just keep doing what we're doing. But
Okay,
thank
but
you for
at the
your
same,
time.
sure, I just
Okay.
want to let you know that you don't have to start collecting these financial documents until we would know that the patient is going to be approved physically. Like the first part of the application will let us know if she's physically eligible, and what only once we hear that, then we would start collecting financial documents, but we'll already have known that she will be approved for the services. So it won't be a
Okay,
waste for you. I want to let you
that's
know that.
okay. All right. Well, you know what? Let me just think about it. I did get an email from someone a couple days ago. Let me look at that a little more in depth, because it looked to me like they wanted all of this information. So
it could be that was another agency.
No, it was through Maxim. It was through Maxim, yeah.
Right. Maximus is the company. Maximus is the company from the state which gives the approval for the services, and a lot of patients go through them to get home care services, but they don't provide the services. They only give the approval, and then once you get the approval, then you need to choose an agency. It could be some other agencies are reaching out to you to see if you wanted to apply through their agency, and then they can provide you with the services. That's what we do as well. Each agency, I guess, does the application a little bit differently. Like I said, if you would like, you can apply and see if she is physically eligible, and then only then will we start collecting the financial documents, and you won't have to deal with that until we know for sure that she will be eligible.
Okay, let me just put it on hold for a while, like I said, and
okay.
I'm going to just do a little more research.
Not a problem.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.